listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, Jeff Fish has been unpacking the fivefold ministry, why Jesus gave these leadership offices to the church, and how they are meant to function today. In this final episode of the week, we'll look at how the fivefold equips every believer to fulfill their calling. Our key verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. As we close out this week on the fivefold ministry, I want to take a step back and ask a big question. Why did Jesus give these roles to the church? Was it to create spiritual celebrities? Was it so we'd have a few superstars who carry the weight of ministry while everyone else just watches from the sidelines? Absolutely not. The fivefold ministry was never meant to elevate a few people. It was meant to equip every believer to walk in their God-given calling. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12 make this crystal clear. Paul writes, "And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ." Now, did you catch that? These roles are not the work of ministry. They exist to equip you to do the work of ministry. This means that if you are in Christ, you are called to be active in His kingdom. Ministry is not reserved for the pastors and prophets. Ministry is for every believer. You may not hold a fivefold office, but you have a role, a purpose, and a spiritual assignment. The job of the fivefold is to help you discover that and to prepare you to walk in it with confidence and boldness. Now let's shift to what this looks like in a healthy church. When the fivefold is functioning properly, the church isn't dependent on one or two leaders. It is fully activated in the body where every part is contributing. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love." This means that every believer has something to bring to the table. Every believer has a gift, a voice, a testimony, and an assignment that strengthens the body. This is why Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 tells us, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." The role of a teacher isn't just to fill your head with knowledge. It's to ignite in you a passion for the word so that you can also teach, encourage, and build up others. Now, likewise, an evangelist isn't meant to do all the soul winning by themselves. Their role is to equip you to share the gospel with boldness. John 14, verse 2 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father." That means that every believer is called to carry the power and presence of Jesus into this world. The fivefold ministry creates a culture of activation. When a church only leans on the pastor to do all the teaching, counseling, and outreach, the rest of the body becomes passive. But when apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers all work together to equip the saints, every believer becomes an active ministry partner. Imagine a church where the prophet sharpens your discernment, the evangelist trains you to share your faith, the teacher grounds you in scripture, the pastor nurtures your spiritual growth, and the apostle casts a vision for where God is leading. That kind of church is unstoppable. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26 says, "What is the outcome, brothers and sisters? When you assemble, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. All things are to be done for edification." Paul is describing a church where everyone is engaged, not just the leaders. This is the heart of the fivefold ministry, to raise up a body of believers who know how to hear God, obey God, and operate in the gifts and callings that He has placed within them. Now, furthermore, when the fivefold equips every believer, the church becomes a training ground rather than a spectator event. We are not called to sit in pews and simply observe ministry. We are called to participate in it. Every believer is a minister of the gospel, whether you stand behind a pulpit or not. Your workplace, your home, your school, your neighborhood, these are all places where God wants to use you to carry His light. And this ties into something that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 through 38. It says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into His harvest." The fivefold exists to raise up those workers, to prepare you to step into the field. So let's take a look at what this means for spiritual growth. When believers are equipped, the church doesn't just grow numerically. It grows in maturity. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14 says, "But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to distinguish between good and evil." Part of being equipped is learning to discern, to grow in your faith, and to take ownership over your spiritual walk. A mature church is one where the people are not dependent on the leaders to spoon-feed them, but where they are studying, praying, and walking in the Spirit daily. This is why the fivefold ministry is so crucial. Without it, we end up with churches that are either shallow, lopsided, or leader-dependent. But when the fivefold is active and healthy, the people of God are empowered to live out their faith in every area of life. Now let me challenge you with this thought. Are you letting yourself be equipped? It's one thing to admire the leadership in your church, but it's another to allow yourself to be trained and stretched. Are you open to learning? Are you willing to step out and use the gifts that God has placed in you? Because the fivefold can only equip you if you are willing to be equipped. That means leaning into the Word, submitting to discipleship, and stepping out of your comfort zone to serve and minister to others. Now, as we bring this week to a close, let's reflect on what we have learned so far. The fivefold ministry is not about hierarchy or titles. It's about building a healthy, mature, and active body of believers. You have a role to play. You are not called to be a spectator in the kingdom of God. You are called to be a participant, a worker in the harvest, and a vessel for the power of the Holy Spirit. So what will you do with what you've learned this week? Will you let the apostles, prophets, and evangelists, and pastors and teachers in your life equip you for the work of ministry? Will you step into the assignment that God has for you? Will you commit to being a functioning part of the body of Christ, using your gifts to build up others? Let this truth draw you closer to God this week. The fivefold ministry exists to point you to Jesus, to equip you with His Word, and to release you into the life of purpose that He has designed for you. You are not just a listener. You are a laborer, and the harvest is waiting. Now, next week, we are going to dive into the first of these fivefold offices, the ministry of the apostle. We'll explore what apostles truly are, how they truly function, and why their role is still vital for the church today. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find the links to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us next week as we continue diving into God's Word together.